Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Janet Christie's here, too. Janet is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest people we know. She's the author of a couple of books, including 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Business, and that's what she does for a living. She helps companies like yours and mine put their best foot forward, especially ladies. She's really very, very involved in helping women get their best foot, put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Their tiny little feet forward in the marketplace, right? Right, Janet? Those small, tiny feet?
Oh, yeah. I know those are great leverage for kicking.
That's right. Hey, Janet, thanks again for hanging out with us. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
What ideas do you have? What suggestions do you have? You've got your list of recommendations for the new year for small business owners. What's first on your list this year?
Well, this is the sixth time I've done the annual list of top 10 resolutions. And the first one, which these are not necessarily in top order. They're 10, but they're not necessarily, one is not necessarily the highest one. But number one is very appropriate for today because it's cast informed vote. There's a lot of people out there that want to get the small business owners vote,
mm-hmm.
and they're talking about what they're going to do, and sometimes they're making promises they can't keep. And I think it's very important that small business owners vote, but it's just as important that they cast informed votes, and they need to do their own research because instead of just relying on the media or the brochures and flyers and things they get.
Well, one of the things that's always amazed me, Janet, are the small business owners I know who are single-issue voters, but the single issue is not their small business.
It's something. You're right.
It's something else. And sometimes that single issue that they're so devoted to is at cross purposes with their own business. I don't understand that.
Well, and I'm not saying, you know, don't vote your ethics or your morals and that kind of thing, but if you're not weighing your small business needs and situations in with your vote, you are at cross purposes. And
Yeah. If
you don't have a business, what are you going to do?
How are you going to support those other groups that you're
yeah.
so in love with if you don't have a business? And which brings me to when you talk about casting an informed vote, I got a real simple one here for you, folks. Vote for somebody who's made a payroll.
That's simple, but very appropriate.
I think we need more people in Washington on both sides of the aisle, Democrat and Republican. I didn't say vote for one party over another one, but vote for a business, vote for a politician who knows something about making a payroll. My favorite quote is from what was the guy's name? I think George McGovern, one of the great liberals of all time, retired from Congress, went to New England, opened up a bed and breakfast, and later said, and this is almost exactly what he said, if I had known this when I was in Congress, I would have voted differently on many things.
Wow.
If he had known how hard it was to run a business, he would have voted differently on many things. And
well,
so,
and you're right. If they knew more, having been in business, I think that would guide their votes and make them a lot more logical.
Right.
There's another reason, too, to think about voting for someone who has been in business, worked in business. That means that they have someplace else they can go if they don't get elected and they're not quite so desperate.
Exactly. That's exactly right. What you're saying is vote for somebody who can make a payroll, has made a payroll, and vote for somebody who has a life outside of Washington.
Yes, an exit plan. I mean,
right.
Don't we always advise small businesses to have an exit plan?
And I'll tell you something else. That advice about the payroll thing, that doesn't just apply to national elections. That applies to governor and local legislator and county commissioner, et cetera, et cetera.
It may apply even more to municipal and county people because they're going to directly affect you.
What's the next idea?
Well, the next one I think that's good to talk about is number three, which is avoid the seduction of quick or easy revenue.
But I like revenue. I want more of it.
Yes, and if you throw away or go away from what brings you revenue every day to do something that looks very attractive, then when you get done with that one project, the cost may have been more than the revenue.
Or you may have forsaken your bread-and-butter customers while you were chasing that deal.
Exactly.
Or it might turn out to be such a low-profit enterprise that it hurts your business in another way. You're right. You got to be strategic in the new business you take on, don't you?
Yes. And you've got to, again, do your own research and be your own counsel because someone trying to sell you this wonderful database that's got all the decision makers and the C-level people, or someone that says we screened all these opportunities and they're great for you, they have their own interest at heart and their business is making money off of people like you. You have your own best interest at heart.
Well, and most small business owners should not be mass marketing. In other words, throwing things out against a big database of folks with, as you say, with all those promises, because most small business owners, you know, don't have to have that many customers in order to be successful.
No, and if they have
they need to be the right customers.
Yes, and that's actually resolution number two: be certain you know who your customers and clients are. I keep trying to take that one off the list, but
it's a good one.
People don't know who their customers are. But if you have the right customers and you're servicing them properly, they will bring you other customers by word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And word of mouth referrals are golden.
Oh, yeah.
24-karat solid gold, not plated, no microns of gold on top. They're 24-karat solid gold. Give us the website, Janet, before we go.
Leverage. anddevelopment.com.
Check it out. Janet Christie and I will be right back. And that's Christie with a C on the front and a Y on the end. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.